again, it's African Couch Potato, the mashup. I am still your host, Gina Shedile. And today we will be speaking about local productions that have come out in 2024. I encourage you guys to watch as many of these as possible instead of Tyler Perry's Mia Culpa. Getting straight into it, the first recommendation is Youngins. This one is on Showmax. It's the story of Uamu. Amu is a girl who comes from KZN to a boarding school in Johannesburg known as Olifantsfontein High School. And she basically has to navigate through puberty, having a crush on her roommate's boyfriend, as well as making friends who do not have a crush on her. You can catch all of this on Showmax. They're about 9 episodes deep. The nice thing about it, so my biggest fight with Showmax is that they'll release one episode a week, which means that you have to wait for the next week if you want to binge. But what they did now is that they release 3 episodes, so at least you know that in a single sitting you're watching 3 episodes. Even though they're coming out weekly, it's still a bit of a binge fest. Number 2 is Red Ink. Red Ink is about a journalist who is obsessed with this guy. So this guy goes around killing young girls that he deems to be promiscuous. So in essence, he's kind of appointed himself as this soul that goes around and stops women from being overly flirtatious, overly sexy. And he does this by ending their lives, and he ends their lives by decapitating them, then chopping up their body parts and burying them. It's based on a book by Angela Makhwala. Angela also wrote 30th Candle, which was adapted by Netflix as Love, Sex and 30 Candles. This one is on Showmax, even though the other one, Love, Sex and 30 Candles, is on Netflix. Number 3 is a Soweto love story, which is also on Netflix. There is a mother, she's got 3 sons, and she's tired of her sons not getting married. So in order to pressure them to get married, she says that by the end of this year, if nobody is getting married to someone, I am going to sell the house. Obviously, the boys don't want mama to sell the house, and it's how they go around trying to, one, either strengthen their existing relationship, find a new partner to fake this whole marriage with, but it's all trying to keep the house, because without the house, they have no roof over their heads, because some of them are broke and are actually about to move back home. Number 4 is Trading Places on Netflix. Boy meets girl, they fall in love. They fall out of love, and then magically they swap bodies so that they understand what the other person goes through on a daily basis. So it's really a story about tolerance, where your boy is always shouting or your girlfriend is like, feels like you're too lazy. So it's a day in the life of your partner so that you can come back and say, your life is so tough, I love you forever. Number 5 is Rekha, and it's the second season of Rekha. So the first one had Kim Engelbrecht, it had Thando Tabete, and it also had Ian Glenn. So Ian, we know from Game of Thrones. Last year he was in Operation Napoleon. He's been in The Rig, Silo, and he was also in Lara Croft Tomb Raider, which was when we all discovered the sexiness of Angelina Jolie. So he's back in SA. They're filming in Durban, and this time they're joined by Lemogang Tsipa. Lemogang is Shaka Zulu. So the last production, Shaka Ilembe, the lead character who was Shaka, he's now in Rekha. This is a true story about the sugarcane killer. So there was a guy in Natal around the Durban area who would go and rape to do a lot of armed robberies. And then the female, the young girls between 18 and 25 that he killed, he would dump their bodies in the fields where nobody would find them. So the detective, the cops got to work, found those bodies, realized that there's a trail, that they've got a serial killer on the loose, and he was arrested in 2007. Number 6 is Ekhaya Backpackers, which is on Showmax. A mother dies and she leaves her family struggling to pay off a big debt to a loan shark. So in order for them to service this debt, they turn her home into a B&B, and a lot of colorful characters come in and out of the house. It's led by Wenzo Ngobo. So there's a Flavor of the Month thing that's happening. Wenzo was in The Wife as Uqhawe. He's in Red Ink. He is in Soon Comes Night, and he is joined by Abdul Khoza, who was his brother in The Wife. So if you've got a crush on any of these guys, Gwenzo or what's that boy's name on Adulting 2, they are on absolutely every production on any platform, so you can go and get your love on. Number 7 is The Mommy Club 2. It has 2 new faces. So what happens in The Mommy Club is Ladies, housewives with lots of time, lots of money, lots of kids, and they all hang out and try to figure out if they get along or they don't. There's no plot twist, there's nothing amazing. You're not going to become a better person by watching it. You're just literally watching five women do their errands. The two new faces that joined them in this season is Nozipho Ntshangase and Jabulile Sande. And then we have Mrs. Mops from the previous season. Mrs. Mops was introduced to us in The Real Housewives of Johannesburg 1 and 2. And she's the wife of the former CEO of Business Connection, which is a company owned by Telkom. I'm counting 15 productions that are coming out this year, or that have come out this year in January and February, and then I will do one later on where more stuff has come out of Mzansi. Number eight is The Real Housewives of Durban. This is season four. I care very little about it, but some people like it a lot. It's on Showmax. Number nine is Big Brother Mzansi. Lawrence Malega comes back as the host. Because it's on Mzansi, you have to stream it on DStv Stream as opposed to watching it on Showmax. DStv Stream is also an update from DStv Now. So if you're looking for the DStv Now app, it no longer works. They call themselves DStv Stream and they are horribly blue. Number 10 is Widows Unveiled. Again, five women who have lost the loves of their life. One is the widow of WHP, the other one, Mandoza. Third one, Menzi Ngubane, there's a businessman and there's a former defense minister, and it's how they navigate society, having lost the loves of their lives, but also their financiers. 11 is everybody's favorite porn show, Adulting. This is season two. What you get in season two is more sex. There is a dying father. Mosquito goes through a stage. Mosquito is Titi's daughter. Vuyani goes back to his original sugar mama after sleeping with every other person's wife. Mpho loses both his baby mamas. His wife files for a divorce, and Upalesa also leaves him. Tsiki Tsiki gets arrested again because that's just his lot in life to get arrested. And then Bonga realizes that he can't live without the love of his life and he can't keep funding sex parties, so he goes back to her. So expect to see lots of bums and boobs. It's on Showmax. Number 12 is Inhlawulo. Inhlawulo is the story of a young aspiring singer, aspiring gospel singer, who is involved in gang life. And then his friend decides to join him for a job. Things go wrong. The friend gets shot. He goes to jail temporarily. He gets released from jail. So now it's a story of forgiveness. So now that he's out of jail, he's trying to become a better person. He does this by going back to church, but the pastor of the church is the father of the friend that got shot, and he develops a crush on his dead friend's sister. So there's that. Am I allowed to date my dead friend's sister? Because when he was alive, we agreed that no sisters, but because he's not there anymore, do I have the green light? The girl doesn't mind. She's just like, dude, I like you. I don't care what my brother said. I want you. Let's do this. So they do it. And to pay the family back for forgiving him, he helps his previous gang members to steal money from the church, which is about 2 million rand. So now he has to go back and ask for forgiveness again. And at this time, the pastor, who you assume would have had it, actually decides to give him another chance. So forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. Number 13 is called Forever Yena. It's on Showmax. Forever Yena, to be honest, I watched it because of Aluve MJ Njali. He's not a friend of mine, but we used to work together. He's a sound engineer turned actor. So I watched it because I've been tracking his career for the past 5 years. And every time we worked on a promo, he would say, I want to do more ads. I want to do more of the on-screen stuff. So now he's finally a lead man in Forever Yena. But I couldn't get past 12 minutes, but congrats to him. And lastly, number 15 is called LOL, Last One Laughing South Africa. It's on Prime. It's hosted by Trevor Noah. So Trevor Noah is back in the country. And it's 10 comedians and celebrities who have to try and make the other person laugh without laughing themselves. So if you laugh, you get eliminated. And the last person laughing is the winner. You have Jason Goliath, you have Tumi Morake, there's Lasizwe, Thando Thabete, Nomzamo Mbatha, Moonchild, Sanelly, and four other non-relevant people. Even though that's my 15 stuff to check out that has come out this year, There's also five other noteworthy mentions. These ones are not too local as Lekka. For example, the first one is Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You can find that on Prime. It's an adaptation of the Mr. and Mrs. Smith Brangelina did about a decade plus ago, where it's a married couple. But now what happens is that it's not a married couple that discovers that they are spies or that their partners are spies. It's spies who get into an arranged marriage and then have to try figure out marriage and domestic life while carrying out these jobs that will ensure they are rich forever if they don't die. Number two is Ted Lasso, and I have been hooked on Ted Lasso for the past month. Ted Lasso on Apple has three seasons. He's a coach who has no credentials for the job that he's doing. So he started out as a football coach in America, moves over to England, where he now has to coach a soccer team, AFC Richmond. And because he's got zero credentials, he was hired by the wife, Rebecca, and Rebecca hired him to basically ruin the club because the club was the only thing that her husband loved more than her. So he's like, now that I own your club, I'm going to get this guy who doesn't know what he's doing, and we're just going to run it to the ground. But through belief and hard work, Ted starts building the club, not so much through knowledge about tactics and offsides and all of that, but just like endurance. He's the nicest. He's irritatingly nice. He's got weird dad jokes that nobody laughs at, but it's just like that feel good character that if they're not irritating you, are actually giving you tips on how to become a better person. And again, the theme of forgiveness. They do a lot of character development. So you see how, over the years, the characters have grown. For example, Jamie Tartt starts off as like a David Beckham lookalike who's a complete asshole and knobhead, and he transitions into the most loving, most forgiving, most considerate player on the field. You've got a guy called Roy. Roy doesn't speak much. He swears every second word, and he has to learn how to communicate because that's how you get the goal. So he ends up with Jamie Tartt's ex. And what you're seeing in these three seasons is everybody's story either coming full circle or them being in a better position in life than they were when things started. And then Ted Lasso, at the end of the three seasons, which are actually the three seasons of the championships, he decides that he is done running away from his wife, who divorced him and ended up with their marriage counselor. And he wants to go back home and spend more time with his son. Number three is called Uthembi. It's a 2011 piece on Prime. And it's the story of Thembi Ngubane, who was unapologetically fighting against the stigma of HIV and AIDS. Number four is Asinamali by Mbongeni Ngema. And this was really just like sympathy votes alone. Mbongeni Ngema passed away late last year. So if you want to check out some of his work, I didn't like him, but if you want to check out some of his work, you can catch Asinamali. It's on Prime. And then the last one was that recommendation when I was flying back from Dubai, My Octopus Teacher. It's on Netflix. It's a 2020 film. And it's just about the lifespan of an octopus and how this guy who was unfulfilled in his personal life decided to devote just over a year tracking this female octopus from her growing, her learning how to hunt, her first mating, and then obviously giving birth. So with octopi, they die after giving birth because your body uses up all of its energy to ensure that the next generation lives. And it ends with baby octopi being now a part of this West Coast community. And he also starts a foundation of free divers who just go spend time in the ocean to create more awareness, stop things like pollution. So that's my top 15 things that came out this year that you can stream. And while you're streaming, please remember to listen to us as well on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Deezer. You can find us on social media as African Couch Potato, except on X, which was Twitter, as African Couch Pot. And as usual, goodbye and keep binging.